And sorry if I'm a bit emotional this morning. Joe Scott Craig has been preaching this last 2 weeks. Firstly, he spoke about being brave and courageous. And last week he spoke about taking your position. And his preachers forced me to look at some things that we're going to face and are facing and have been facing for the last 2 months. And firstly, it is about being strong and courageous in facing a new season that we're facing, taking up a position, but also giving away a position, giving away a place that was very dear to my own heart for the past 5.5 years. And it forced me to go back and look again at some of the adventures that I and the Lord had over this past 5.5 years. And in the preparation of this preach, I just couldn't stop crying. Not because I feel sorry for myself, not because I'm losing. It's not, it's not mourning. It's just, I'm so grateful. And this morning, this worship, these words of each of these songs that you chose for us, these words that you chose to sing this morning, and the way that you landed it now about God's goodness, it's just, yeah, so I'm going to try my best to get through this thing. I've got this picture up this morning, and the title of the preach is The Exchange. And it's an illustration that I've used before, where sometimes we've got something in our hands. It's this little small teddy bear or something that's precious to us. And then Jesus comes and stands in front of us, and he's got something at his back. We've got no idea what he has for us. We've got no idea what is hiding behind his back. But he's got something for us. And sometimes we hold on to what we know. We hold on to this thing that we have, and we don't always give the Lord the opportunity to give us what he has for us. And often the thing lies in us, self-doubt, sometimes it's insecurity in us, often it's fear of the unknown, it's fear that we don't know what is this thing going to ask of me. Sometimes I don't know if I'm going to be enough. I don't know if I'm going to be able to do what God is asking of me to do. And it keeps us from, sorry, ek weet nie hoekom, ek gaan verskrik ook baie hulle volgende, ek weet nie hoekom, I get so fed up with myself, is dit water of is dit nie, is dit nie, I said to the Lord this morning when I had my final cry, I said, please Lord, just help me, I don't want to make this about me. I don't want to get some mark die bottle op asseblief, maar thanks man. And so, and that's what Craig forced us all over the last 2 weeks. Craig forced us with the preach that he preached, and it was no coincidence that he started it off by saying and telling us, be strong and be courageous. There's a reason why the Lord led him to start that way. Because the time when he comes to telling us, listen, it's time to take up your position, by that time already we must be strong and courageous. And we must be bold. And we must trust the Lord. Because taking up your position is not always going to be an easy thing. It's not always. We are filled with ourselves. We are filled with the unknown. Sometimes we are even filled with unbelief. Sometimes even, and I think it popped up in the prayer or earlier, some of us even have hurt. We've got hurt in the church. We've got hurt by a leader. We were in a position maybe of leadership. I was maybe in a position where I served. And in my serving, in my leading, in taking up my position, I got stabbed in the back. I got stabbed in the leg. I got, you know, somewhere I got hurt. Maybe you got raised in a house where your father or your mother figure wasn't a very good authority figure. And so you walk with this hurt, and all of these things keeps us from walking and taking up that position that God has for us, and taking up that position. Or we think it's I'm not good enough. What, you know, that picture, and being that God doesn't have good things for me, because I've never had something good. I've never had something good being given to me. I've always had the second best, the third best, or even nothing. And so for suddenly when God comes to you and He says, I've got something beautiful and amazing for you, you struggle to take that. Because you were raised maybe, or you grew up in a household where you didn't even get a Christmas present. And so your background is how can something good come to me? How can something good be allocated to me? And we function and we walk away, or we walk with that. But there's an exchange. There's an exchange that God wants us to happen. And that is what He spoke about last week. There's a position. But actually, it's not just taking up a position. It's not fulfilling a role. It's not just fulfilling a place. It is actually allowing exchange to happen between us and Jesus. And that's what I want to speak about this morning. Mark 10 speaks about a rich young man. And Jesus came to this rich young man, and He wanted to bring an exchange to this rich young man. In Mark 10, I'm going to read it together. As Jesus was starting out on His way to Jerusalem, a man came running up to Him, knelt down and asked, "Good teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?" "Why do you call me good?" Jesus asked. "Only God is truly good. But to answer your question, you know the commandments. You must not murder, you must not commit adultery, you must not steal, you must not testify falsely, you must not cheat anyone, honor your father and your mother." It's all of the things that we know. If you've been in church long enough, it's Christianese. That's what Jesus is saying. It's the rechte ding om te doen. Wanneer ons nagmaal doen, jy weet hoe jy doen jy dit, nee? Jy eet jou broodjie en jy bid baie ernstig. And we can learn these behaviors. We can learn how to act in front of one another. But we can even stand in opposition in that way. Because I know the right thing to do is when I'm part of a community, I must come and do set up community. So I'm doing it because I have to do it. I can even go to a Wednesday evening community because it's the thing to do. If I want to be part of this group, that's the thing that I should do. That's what Jesus is saying to him. It's we know the things. We've been brought up. If you've brought up in any Christian environment, we know the things what we should do. And he sees, and verse 3 says, "But I've obeyed all these commandments. I've done all of these things." And many of us will listen to the preach that Craig said last week and say, "But I'm already doing these things. I'm here with set up duty, and I'm already part of the worship group, or I'm doing the AV, or whatever these things are." And so we tick the box. I'm qualified. I'm already doing what he's saying I should do. But then Jesus goes a step further. Looking at the man, Jesus felt genuine love for him. And that's what I feel this morning. And that's what Jesus felt for me. And that's why I can't stop crying. Because that's the attitude and the heart that Jesus had with me 20 years ago when I got saved. He knew he could just allow me to do these things and just to step into a position and to take just a position. And that would have been enough for me. But he loved me. And so he said, "I've got more for you." And he said to that young man, "There is one thing you still haven't done." He told him, "Go and sell all your possessions and give the money to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come and follow me." And at this the man's face fell, and he went away sad, for he had many possessions. And Jesus looked around and he said to his disciples, "How hard is it for a rich man to enter the kingdom of heaven?" And for each one of us, this story has got something different for each one of us. And even in a different season, I had my opportunity where we had to step into what God had for us in the season. And for 5.5 years, we led a church. But before then, There were many opportunities, there were many times where Jesus said, I don't want you just to do the right thing. I don't want you just to raise your hands when you worship or to do this or do that or take a position with your community. I've got things for you to do. And where I had a choice to make in that time. And each one of us, and so there's going to be different times and different seasons. It's not just a once-off thing. It's a continuous thing. It is a continuous thing that Jesus is going to ask of you to exchange something that is dear to you in that time, at that moment. And it's going to differ.
Sorry, ek het nie baie lang gehad om voor te berei nie. Ek het hierdie ding uitgetik vanmôre. So if I go through my notes a little bit hesitantly, just forgive me for that. Because the point that Jesus was making was not about the money.
It wasn't about his possessions. It was about the exchange. Bring your heart to me, I will give myself to you. That was the exchange that Jesus, that was the invitation that Jesus was actually giving to that young man. And when we look at that picture,
why is that plenty here?
That's how often how it looks like to us. And that's how often we understand when Craig comes and he speaks about taking up our position, we often see Jesus having behind his back this amazing chocolate cake there. Looks amazing. And this is how often as leaders we paint this picture to you to say it's his plans, his purposes, his anointing, your inheritance, and all of these things are true. There's, it's not a lie. We're not fluking you. We're not duping you into something. We're not trying to sneak something into your life. But it's also his transformation, he said sanctification. Sometimes he's testing and his challenges that comes. All of these things. And sometimes we say it's like a chocolate cake. It's amazing. Step into your position. And it's not always that. It's not always as easy as that. It's not always just comes down to that. And there's something that I've learned over this past 20 years. And I've only learned it because of Jesus' goodness. I wasn't special, and I'm not the only one. There's so many people that I, if not all of you, but there's so many people that I know from your stories that have learned the same thing. That when it comes to this exchange of Jesus' plans and his purposes, his anointing and his inheritance, when it is only about the chocolate cake, when it is only about this big teddy bear that's behind his back, then sometimes we can end up being disappointed at the end of the day. Sometimes we can run out of fuel at some point because it's going to be about the big chocolate cake. But when we learn the lesson that it is actually, the exchange that is actually happening is about the friendship with Jesus, yeah, it makes all the difference. And over this past 5 years in planting church, and even before that, I've learned many things, and there was many things that about the promises of Jesus and the inheritance and the things that I had, but it is these encounters that I had with Jesus in this 5 years that has been the most special to me, and I had flashbacks when I was preparing this, when I was thinking about you guys, when we visited the house yesterday that we're moving to, and I'm realizing we're moving soon. And I'm seeing your faces, and I realize the adventures that we had together. And I'm going to miss that. And I'm realizing I'm giving up so much more than just the purpose and the plan that it has for me. Yeah. I'm giving up something that I shared with Jesus and with you. With Peter, those conversations that I have. And we can still have them. It's not gone. But those conversations that I had with you, when you shared your heart, when you told me about when Jesus came to you in a dream, that's special. That's special. And with each one of you guys, and that's the chocolate cake. That's the chocolate cake that it has for us. And sometimes we hold on to our perspective of what it is that Jesus has for us. And sometimes it's too big, and sometimes it's too small. Sometimes it is completely distorted from and away from what God really has for us, and it's just a completely wrong picture. But we hold on to what sometimes how we see it. Sometimes, yes, and I, as I was preparing this as well, I felt I was preaching in God, at CFA. I heard what Craig last year gebring, for taking up your position. He was so speaking to you. And there's sometimes an area where you've got this little teddy bear in your hands, it's your circumstances, it's the challenges that you are facing, and it looks so big. It looks to you like it's just an hidden. And you've got no idea what Jesus has as it back, but not as a prize, not as a gift or whatever. It is getting to that teddy bear with Him. And with Him, with the friendship and connection level, it is getting to that place with Him that is God for you. And I saw so many of you. I saw so many people that I know that God has got something more for you. Chris, God has got something for you in this next season, my friend. You've got no clue. And it's not about the prize. It is not about this thing that He wants to give you. That as well, because He loves you so much and He wants to give you beautiful things. But it's about doing it with Him. This forward for me. He wants to do it with you. But here, the last week for you, I say, my mom. Here, it's based on for you. I just assume for you, this is going to be a make or break season for you. And in God's heart, it's going to be a make season, not a break season. And elke keer as the ice for grasness, we need to get the grasness for bread and pieces for you. En ek het vir jou laas week gesê, ek het 'n prentjie gesien met die bid vir 'n grasnyer. En hoe grasnyer regkom. En dit gaan nie oor om vir jou grasnyer te gee wat reg is nie. Dit gaan daaroor dat hy wil hê jy moet na hom toe kom. Dit gaan daaroor hy wil hê jy moet met hom kom praat daaroor. Dit gaan daaroor hy wil jou partner word. Jy het nie 'n business partner nie. Jy het nie iemand wat 'n baas is wat jy net kan gaan en sê, luister, ek sukkel met hierdie ding en ek sukkel nie. Hy wil jou partner word in hierdie seisoen. Take your position in there. Sorry as ek nou divert. But I just felt, I saw, yeah. Matthew 16. It doesn't always come in the way that we think it is going to come. In the way that we think it's going to happen. Matthew 16, then Jesus said to His disciples, if any of you wants to be my follower, they must give up their own way, take up their cross and follow me. If you try and hang on to your life, you will lose it. But if you give up your life for my sake, you will save it. What to do and what do you benefit if you gain the whole world but you lose your own soul? Is anything worth more than your soul? And I think some of us sometimes are hanging on. I don't know what it is in your life. I've got no idea what it is in your own life. It might be your career, it might be your work, but sometimes there's priorities that you're hanging on to, things that's so important to you that you're hanging on to, and you're missing out on what God has for you. And apart from missing out what God has for you, you're missing out on an opportunity to go on an adventure of a lifetime and in a friendship with Jesus Himself. And that's the exchange. That's the exchange that we did. I'll never forget when I was an elder in our previous church, and we, as you know, we brought from as you know, rank orders are a little problem. We were fairly high up, you know, we could make some decisions in the church.
Sometimes I even wonder if I was saved at that point. But I was preaching. I remember we had the seminar, and after the seminar, a lady came from, I think she was from Vustra somewhere, and she said, "Oh, you preach so beautifully. You preach, there's such an anointing. Can we get you into our church?" Man, and ek het gesien hoe daar begin Willem se ministry gaan hier afkom. And I'm going to take off, and the Lord, jy weet daai prentjie van die groot teddybeer wat hy agter is, dis nou dit. I had this picture, then the Lord came with Josh J. And he came to us with Josh Jen, and there was something in Andrew. I got hold of the preach of Andrew on the internet, and today still I cannot find that preach anywhere anymore. It's gone, it's missing. So I don't know if it maybe was an angel that said that, but I got hold of a preach of Andrew that he did in the UK that was recorded. And something about the way that he spoke about church and how church should look like, it just caught my heart. And something about Andrew caught my heart, and I started following him, and then suddenly Josh Jen opened up in Somerset West and accepted that I only had followers who can't hear them too. But I already had a platform, I had a place, I had a place from where I can, this ministry, this dream that I've always had, I've got it already. But the Lord said, "I've got something more for you." And we went and we followed his voice. And again, it's not my beautiful decisions that I made, and it's not because I was so wonderful. It's God's grace and His kindness that at that point, I was able to make the right decision. And we followed His voice, and we joined up with Josh Jen. You know what the first job was that we got in Josh Jen?
Yeah.
We cleaned the toilets. We cleaned up, seriously, we cleaned the toilets. For a few months, that was our job, when we had come set up duty, we cleaned toilets. But even in that, it was the most easiest thing. And again, it's not that specialist. It was God's kindness. It was one of the most easiest things to give up. That platform that I had. The status that I had at that point in church. And to give that up and to go and scrub toilets for another church and for people that I've got no clue who they were, because we didn't know anyone at that point. It was so easy to give it up, because in some way or form I saw Jesus in that. And I knew He was with us in that, and He was walking with us in that. En skielik word dit moeite werd. Skielik was it net soos in scrubbing this toilet is the best thing that I've ever done. Jillian, it was the best thing. I know was it coming over me. I remember there was even a time when we struggled because we was living in Krobo, and we went over the mountain, and we struggled to connect with the people because it was a bit of a distance, and you know, ek is 'n plattelandse ouetjie, so my manier van dink is anders as ander mense. Of van is met ander mense. As jy soms in Westies, jy weet, en ons het hierdie perception gehad van soms in Westies is almal hierdie high profile mense wat jy weet, hulle is almal te goed om waar te wees, en almal het groter huise as ons het, en ja. It was our perception that we had, and so we struggled to connect with them. And I remember after 3 months, at some point after scrubbing toilets and everything, one Sunday I said to Leanne, I said, "Oh, I don't know if this is working. I don't think this is, maybe I misheard the Lord. Maybe we should go." And I'll never forget that moment. There was this one Sunday morning when Mark Ellisoff came, and he just had a conversation with him. And it was almost as if through Mark, I connected with Mark, but it was almost as if through Mark, I connected with Jesus in that moment. And in fresh, I just knew, this is where I'm going to find Jesus in this next season. This is where I need to take up my position. And if I have to scrub toilets for the rest of my life, yeah, I'll scrub a toilet. I'm happy with that. Anyway, that's the point. And
And so
there's going to be a challenge for each one of you in this season to come. There's going to be a challenge. Craig and Joy has taken up their challenge already. And I'm telling you, this is not easy for them. They're leaving everything that they know. They're leaving everything that they, their comfort zones, or not comfort zones per se, but their comforts and the people that they know. They're going to be traveling over the mountain for a while. There's many things that they're giving up. But you found, you saw Jesus here. And it's not just because he gave you the instruction. You saw Jesus here. And there was something about the person of Jesus that you are following here. And that's why they're doing that. And that's the thing that's going to keep them doing this after 6 months. And that's what, when the first pawpaw hits the fan and maybe one of you guys are going to critique them or skitter behind their backs, and sometimes these things happen in church, that's the thing that's going to make them push through. That's the thing that's going to do, because they knew Jesus is here for them in this season. This is where they're going to find him in this season. Yeah. And it's going to be the same for you. I don't know what the Lord has for you. I don't know what position the Lord wants you to take. And I'm not just talking about positions in terms of serving. Often we get stuck and we say, okay, where do I need to serve? I need to lead a community. I need to be part of this or do part of that or be part of a ministry. But often it is on the place of giving something of yourself to someone else. It's about being vulnerable in front of other people. It is about opening up your life to other people. That's taking up your position. Taking up, that's the difficult area of taking. That's where the rich man, where he felt, no, I'm okay on my own. I'm okay, I'm wealthy enough. I've got everything that I need to survive in this life. I've got it in me. I don't need people in my life. I don't need to talk about what is going on in here. I don't need to confess my sins to others. I'm okay. And sometimes we're wealthy in that. Or we think we're wealthy in that. And so sometimes the position that God wants us to take in and that we need to trust him for is opening up our lives. And opening up who we are to other people. And that's, where does it happen? In the communities. When we are on a Wednesday evening when we get together. When we open up our homes and we pray together. And we share a conversation, when we share a WhatsApp and a word of encouragement and all of those things. Hoe lank het ek nog? Nog half uur. Okay, is my, ek het nog net 'n paar preke oor, so I kan dat nie te lees by. As ek nou daar by Richard weer preek, as ek soos in 20 minutes. Dan moet ek op my Twitter, like, what's the worst? It pitches fire me, that's the worst thing.
And you want us to remember.
Yeah. So, taking up your position to be part of a sound team.
And I'm going to use some practical examples. Taking up your place, what's the exchange there? If you look on a physical level, you're going to exchange waking up an hour earlier than any other of you. No, it's 2 hours earlier then. 2 hours earlier on a Sunday morning than any of these other people to come and do sound setup. That's the exchange that you do to take up that position. When you do kids' church, you are going to spend time in the week to prepare a lesson or prepare something and to prepare yourself and to go through your notes to go and do a lesson for kids. That's the exchange that's going to happen on a practical level. You're going to give of yourself in order for a Sunday morning for the Lord to be able to do something through your life on a Sunday morning. When you're part of the worship team and you take up your position in the worship team, what's the exchange that's going to happen? The exchange is going to happen is you're going to, again, an hour and a half before anybody else wakes up, you have to wake up, get ready, be on church early. Jy moet jou vingers, oor jou vingers is seker al dood geoefen op 'n gitaar, want jy moet nog oefen by die huis op. You know how sore it is your fingers get when you learn to play guitar. Jy betaal 'n prys daarvoor. And that's the exchange. You're exchanging yourself for the sake of others. When you take up a position, when you take a position in a form of leadership, do you know what that means? Hier Shane en Marika was net, julle doen dit nou vir die eerste keer. They have set into comm leading now. You know what's going to happen, Shane? There's going to be this big spotlight on you every Wednesday. How does he lead the car? Does Shane send me a message when it's my birthday? Who frogs here for my words copy? Is he the first one to say that? Is Shane communicating enough? Does Shane wait until a Saturday evening to remind the community that it's their time to set up the community? There's going to be a sort of your exchange, what you're exchanging is going to pay a price for taking up a leadership position. And when I'm saying all of these things, it's like, yes, Willem, now Craig raak al hoe meer nervous, and Susan, you're not helping me here, Willem. Niemand gaan weet dit wil doen nie, because you're really painting a bad picture here. Serving, is the exchange is not looking good. The exchange is not what... But what I want to impart to you this morning is this, yes, there is an exchange that happens on a practical level. There is an exchange that happens that takes something of you, that pays a price, that brings a sacrifice. That's where Matthew 16 says, take up your cross and lay down your life for Jesus and for the sake of others. Lay down your life so that what God has for you, that big bear, this chocolate cake, so that He will be able to open up those things in your life. There's a price to pay. But the exchange that I want to focus on this morning is not that. The exchange that I want to say is that when you get to do this with Jesus, it becomes different. Where's that song? Waar is hy liedjie wat jy gesing het vanoggend oefening? Het jy die woord nie so? Daai laaste liedjie. Waar is die ene van die friendship?
Volle
Heim. Waar is die ene? Die soos hy. God, I would live to worship you all my life. I offer you. If this is your heart, together with the sacrifice for people, together with this practical sacrifice, if this is your heart, the exchange becomes something beautiful. And I've lived it for 5 years. Yes, church plant was probably one of the most difficult, challenging things that I've ever had to face. And the only day I walked on it, I said, ne? A lot of things about running and leading a church sucked. And it is the same with doing anything in church. Sometimes worship leading sucks. Sometimes being part of a community sucks. Sometimes being part of brothers and sisters that rub shoulders with you when iron sharpens iron, when we misunderstand one another in church, when we have difficulties with one another, it sucks. But when our heart is like this, the exchange is beautiful. All my life I offer you simple melodies of sacrifice, open hands, an open heart. You're the only one I want. Your presence is my treasure.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
Your presence is my treasure and my delight. One thing I ask, one thing I seek, so much more than anything, to dwell within your house,
yes, Lord,
all of my days, yes. Knowing you is everything. So I let go of the lesser things. And I want to ask you, are you willing to let go of the lesser things? Is there anything in your life standing in the way at the moment that keeps you from taking your position that God has for you in this house and in this season? Let it go. Let the lesser things go. If it's your job that's taking up too much of your time, let it go. I'm not saying the dunk. But I'm saying reprioritize. Give it to the Lord. Ask Him. Lay your hand op die gaste as die gaste is regkom so dat jy nie te stres daaroor nie. As jy sukkel met jou masjiene, bring people into your life. There's so many ways in which God wants you to let go of the lesser things. You alone are worthy of my praise. Stir in me a passion for your name. And this last part is May I never lose the wonder of your presence. And that's what I want to say to you this morning. May you never lose the wonder of exchange. Don't ever let it become about the chocolate cake. Let it be about that interaction that you have with Jesus when he gives you what he has for you. Let that be let that be it. May I never lose the wonder of your presence. May I always stand in awe of who you are. The hope and the beauty and the gift of your friendship. I've learned in this past 5 years, like I've never learned in my life before, what friend Jesus is. I had no clue how to run a church. I had no clue how to lead people. I had no clue what to do when we went into a deliverance situation and we had to drive our demons out of people. I had no clue how to lead a meeting and to find the presence of the Lord and to help you find the presence of the Lord with me. But Jesus became a friend to me. In every one of those situations, there were such difficult times where I didn't know what to do next. And Jesus came and he became a friend to me. And there was exchanges. And you know what my biggest fear is now? You know what the biggest thing is that I'm doing? I don't care about giving up leading a congregation. I don't care giving up anything. I said to the Lord this morning, Lord, I don't want to give up your friendship. I don't want to give up on those exchanges that we have with one another. I don't want to give up on those mornings where you wake me up at 5 o'clock in the morning and you share your heart with me. And I get to share it with God's people. I never want to give that up. And that's what I want to impart to you this morning. The chocolate cake is amazing. It's lekker. But it is the exchange of the chocolate cake. It is that friendship and that partnering with Jesus. That's the beauty of living a life devoted to Jesus.
I want to end it off. And I set it up exactly like this. Yes, see, now I'm going to get my nose blast. Sorry. I want to give each one of you guys an opportunity. And I've set it up like this. You see, long sleeve, so. It's pretty eerlijk.
Ek is jong. So.
Linke, wees nou eerlijk, ne? Jy nou moet eerlijk wees, ne? Wat sê jy eerder wil hê, die droogstukkie koekie? Of daai chocolate koek? Chocolate koek. Nee, Via. Chocolate koek is baie beter as die droogstukkie koekie, ne? That's often how the enemy comes to us.
Yes.
Often the enemy comes to us and says, taking your position will be like this cookie. Dry, not lekker, it will go off. It can't afgaan. And he shows you that chocolate cake and he says, that is what you moet soek. If it's not a chocolate cake, don't even go for it. But Jesus comes to us in another way. Jesus says, you know, if you want to have true life,
yeah.
If you want to truly know me, if you truly want to get to know me, come and have a cookie. And this morning I want to give each one of you guys an opportunity, just in your own heart, to just afresh and anew say, Lord Jesus, I want this exchange for myself. I want to be a friend of you. I want to be that friend, and I want you to be my friend. And I want to walk past this chocolate cook this morning, as good as it looks,
as succulent as it looks, and I'm choosing to have communion with you. I'm choosing the cup. I'm choosing the cookie this morning.
Good.
So just close your eyes, quickly. It was actually just.